Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. I am so excited to be able to teach Bible study this Monday. I haven't taught Bible study in the last few weeks. I've had guest teachers, and I want to just say thank you to them for pouring into you. I pray that you enjoyed it. I'm really excited because this word hits so close to home, and it hits so close to home because about maybe almost a week ago, God began to give me this title, but I didn't know in the fullness or details exactly of what it meant, and until I began to recognize and see myself in what he was giving me to teach about. And situations had occurred, and some things has happened over the last few days, and that topic became more and more relevant in my life. And so I just want to share with you basically what God has given me. And so I'm super excited to just share the word of God. I am your host, Sonia Walker. I am the visionary for the Essence of a Woman's Ministry. And I pray that this Bible study has been a blessing to everyone who is listening in. We even have men listening in. So I am really excited because the word of God is for everyone. It is for anyone who wants to listen in or join in. So we welcome you, and we just say thank you for your love and for your support. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. The topic that we're going to discuss today is the process of faith, the process of faith, and how oftentimes we don't realize that faith has a process to come into our heart. But then once we obtain faith, how faith begins to process us as we begin to walk toward the promises. We begin this Bible study in September with the topic, what happens when you want more out of life? And we talked about the struggles and the different things that try to come along and how the enemy tries to come against you. And we've understood that this is a spiritual warfare. This is not flesh and blood. Nobody did this to you. This is a spiritual warfare. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to open up with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your word. Your word brings life. Your word brings healing. Your word brings joy. Above all, Lord, your word brings peace. And so I pray for everyone who is listening that they hear you and not me, that this word will activate their faith, God, to let them know that yea, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that they will fear no evil. Why? Because you're with us. And so, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for all that you've done and for all that you continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, ladies, so our topic again is we're talking about the process of faith, the process of faith. And I want to read, our key scripture is going to come from James 1, 2, and 4, James 1, 2 through 4. And please forgive me with everything that has been going on. I don't have an opportunity to have the notes, but next week you'll have the notes. And next week also, too, we're going to do a part two of this particular topic, okay? So we're talking about the process of faith. We're coming out of James 1, 2 through 4. It says, consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life, underlying faith, is forced into the open and shows its true color. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. I want you to really underline that. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Don't give up before it's time. Don't give up before you see it come to pass. Don't give up in the process of faith. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Underline this. This is where we pull our topic from. Let it, what are we talking about? Let faith do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way, not lacking in any area of your life. Let faith have its perfect work. Remember, I'm reading from the Message, but the King James says, let faith have its perfect work. Okay? So we understand then that faith has a responsibility, that faith has a process. Faith has a process. I think I'm going to read it. I'm going to go ahead and I think I'm going to read it from the King James Version, because there is another part of this that I want us to get. Okay, so it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, the process of your faith, it works patience. But let patience have her perfect work. In other words, don't give up in the middle, because faith is doing something. Your faith is doing something for you. Not only is it doing something for you, it's doing something to you. Because sometimes when we get into storms, this the first thing that we want to give up on is our faith. We begin to doubt and believe that maybe God didn't really tell us to do this. But that's not it. The enemy wants you to give up. But the Word of God says, let faith have its perfect work. Let it process you, because it's doing something, not just for you, but in you. Okay, it says, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So in order for us to understand the process of faith, we must first understand what is faith. What is faith? Okay, Hebrews 11:1 says, let's go there, Hebrews 11:1. The King James Version says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. For by it, by faith, obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by what? The Word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Okay? I will also want to read this from the Message Bible. All right? It says, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God. So we understand now that faith means that I have trust in God. We also understand that faith has substance. That means that faith is not empty. That when we have faith in God, it's not going to leave us empty. It's not going to leave us doubting. It's not going to leave us wondering, because faith has substance of things hoped for. And then it says it has evidence, things not seen. That means that what I'm believing God for, that whatever he told me, it's not going to leave me empty. It's going to give me hope, right? Not only is it going to give me hope, but it's going to show up. It might not show up today. It might not show up tomorrow. But if I have faith and if I trust in him, then what he told me shall come to pass. In his timing and in his season. In the season that he has chosen for it to come. Right? Okay, so then it says, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we cannot see. The act of faith is what distinguished
our ancestors set them above the crowd. By faith, we see the world was called into existence and what we created by what we don't see. Okay? So we understand that the world was framed by the Word of God. Our world, the world, was framed by the Word of God. So we understand now that faith has substance, that faith has evidence, right? To how faith means that we must trust what God says. See, it's easy to trust, it's easy to say you trust until the storm comes and then trust falls off the wagon, right? Because we begin to doubt and we begin to question, did God really say? As we discussed in the first lesson when we talked about how after Eve heard the word of God, how the enemy came in immediately and questioned what she said she heard, right? So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, it is still on the website, so you can go back anytime and listen to that. Mark 11 and 24 says that when you pray, believe that you have received it. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. So that when I pray, right, I have to believe that I have already received it even though I can't see it. It has not manifested. I don't know where the money is coming from. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how it's going to happen. But when I pray, I am believing that I have already received it. I am believing and I am trusting that what he said is going to come to pass, even if I cannot see it. So they used to say, trust him even when you cannot trace him. You don't know how he's going to do it, to believe that he's going to do it, no matter what the situation is. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we have to have faith in order to please God, because when we have faith in him, we are trusting that he who has begun a good work in us shall finish it. That God, right, who has spoken over us, who has plans for us, we have to believe that what he said about us is going to come to pass. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. If God has spoken a word over your life, guess what? It's going to happen. It is going to come to pass. Okay? So now we understand a little bit more about what faith is. Now we are going to talk about how do you obtain faith. How do you obtain it? Romans 10 and 17 says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now remember, we just said that part of faith, the part of the definition of faith, is believing what you cannot see, that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So you can't see. We must learn to what walk by faith and not by sight. So that means we have to walk by what we hear and not by what we see. That's good right there. Let me just put a pause right there. Because when trouble comes, you're going to have to reflect back on what you heard even though you don't see what he said. You have to reflect back on what you heard, even when you don't see what he said, because your situation and your circumstances will lie to you. Your situations and your circumstances will tell you that God is not for you. Your situation and your circumstances will tell you that God is not with you. Your situation and your circumstances will tell you that God has forsaken you. Your situation and your circumstances will say something totally contradictory or contrary to what God has already told you. This is why you need faith. You don't need faith for something you already have. You don't need faith for something that you can already see. I need faith for the things that we cannot see. God, I don't see how you're going to rebuild this marriage, but I believe you are. God, I don't see how you're going to bring salvation to my children, but I believe that you are. God, I don't see how I'm going to get the promotion. I don't see how I'm going to be able to pay these bills, but God, I believe that you are. Because why? I trust you. See, the other day when my store flooded, immediately the enemy came to my hearing and said, maybe you need to give up based upon what I saw. And maybe that God did not give you this vision. But I had to get somewhere and I had to be still and I had to remind myself of what he said. See, sometimes you got to get to the place where you get quiet and you can and try to remember what he said. See, God brought you through last time. So why wouldn't he bring you through this time? God has the power and the ability to do just what he said he was going to do. And if I had time, I think I'd just stop right there and I would just give him some praise because situations and circumstances will look totally different than what he told you. But that is not the time to let go of your faith. That's why you have to be careful about what you're listening to. You got to be careful about what you are allowing yourself to hear. Right? So the Bible says in Romans 10 and 17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. 2 Corinthians, let me get it. It's doing everything but what I'm asking it to do. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. All right. It says, I'm going to restart at verse 6, and I'm reading from the Message Bible. It says, that's why we live with such good cheer. You won't see us dropping our heads or dragging our feet. Cramped conditions here don't get us down. Do y'all hear that? That you don't allow your conditions to get you down, because that's what I did. I allowed my conditions to get me down. That's why I said this message is so close to home. They only remind us of the spacious living conditions ahead. See, when trials come, it's only a reminder that on the other side of this, God has more for you. That on the other side of this, there is victory, right? It says it's what we trust in but don't yet see, right? We trust in God for what we cannot see that keeps us going. So it's our trust in God that's going to see us through. It's our trust in God that's going to help us get over. It's our very trust in God that he's with us, right? It says, do you suppose a few ruts in the roads or rocks in the paths are going to stop us? Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to stop us when things are, when we can't see how things are going to turn around in our lives, when we can't see what God said. He wants us to stop. But the scripture just said, we're not going to. When the time comes, we'll be plenty ready to exchange exile for homecoming. I want to read this from the King James Bible. It says, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Right? So we walk by faith and not by sight. So now we understand that not faith has substance, faith has evidence, that faith, when we pray, that we must believe that we've already received it, we received it in our hearts, we received it in our spirit. Now we understand that in order to obtain faith, that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Right? So now we understand also that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Then we just learn that we walk by faith and not by sight. Right? Isaiah 55 and 11. Can it read? Okay. And I want to read it from the King James Version. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish. When you think about the word accomplish, it is the definition of process. That which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Right? I want to read that from the Message Bible as well. And I always like to make it plain. Okay? It says, let me go back because this is really, really good. In verse 8, he says, I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work, God's decree. For as the sky soars high above the earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as rain and snow descended from the skies and don't go back until they have watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. Remember, we just said, faith has substance. That means that faith is not going to leave you empty. Having faith in God is not going to leave you empty. Having faith in God is going to bring joy. It's going to bring peace. It's not going to leave you, and it's not going to forsake you. That's not God. That is not God. Right? It says they will do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment that I gave. That means that whatever God said, it is going to come to pass, and it is going to be complete. It is not going to be lacking, right, as we read in James. It's not going to be lacking. It's going to have its perfect work. It says so that you will not be deficient and lacking nothing, right? So then we understand that whatever God said is not going to return unto him void. Now, the definition of process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. That means that if we're ever going to see what God has said about us, then it's quiet. You know how you go sometimes and it'll say, it has a little asterisk by it, and it says, this is required. You must, this is required. You can't leave it empty. See, when we go and we try to do things without having faith in God, because a lot of people have faith in themselves. I didn't say F-A-I-T-H, I said F-A-T-E. Or we put our faith in other people. We put it in other people's hands. It's not going to finish. It's not going to prosper. Why? Because they didn't create you. They were to drop to the ground just like everybody else's. That's why you have to be careful about people who tell you who you are called to be in God. You have to be careful of people who try to get you to follow and do what they're doing. If that's not who God created you to be or what he's called you to do, it's not going to prosper. This is why faith is required. This is why we must have selective hearing. We can't just allow anybody to say anything because that gets into our heart, which we discussed in one of the previous lessons, right? Okay, so faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How do I know if it's God? 1 John 4, starting at verse 1, says, faith comes by hearing, I'm sorry, try the Spirit by the Spirit to see if it is of God. We have to try the Spirit by the Spirit to see if it is of God, right? Because everybody and everything that speaks into your hearing is not of God. 2 Timothy 4 and 3 says, it says, in the last days, people will heap up for themselves teachers because they will have itching ears. Sometimes, what does it mean to have itching ears? It means that you want to hear what you want to hear. But we have to become selective in about what we're hearing. So you cannot go into prayer. I always tell everybody this. Don't go into prayer 2 minutes and come out talking about God said. Sit down. Be quiet. Tarry, labor in prayer and say, God, is this you? Is this really you? Okay? So, ladies, I'm so sorry our time is up for this week, but don't fret. We will be here next week as we discuss more about the process of faith and how your faith is processing you. Love you so much. I appreciate you. Remember, you can listen in. The notes will be up on next week. I pray that you have a great holiday, that your Thanksgiving be wonderful. And just remember, don't allow your circumstances cause you to lose faith. Love you. Until next week, have a good one.